Good morning. Good morning. Happy Pentecost. Now, when you listen to the gospel today, it says, Jesus says, the Father has sent me, so I send you. He breathes on them the Holy Spirit. So what the Spirit of God we focus on is Pentecost Sunday is God is equipping us to be his instrument of salvation, if you will. He equips the 12 apostles to be instruments of forgiveness. But even when we hear from the first reading, when the Holy Spirit came upon the apostles, they all spoke in their language, but everybody heard them in one. Huh? I gave, and I've talked about it almost every Pentecost, the first time I ever preached publicly was on the rim of the Grand Canyon. You know, and I was in Colwood Seminary, and we were doing a Christian ministries in national parks. And so the national park I happened to be at was down in the Grand Canyon. And it was Pentecost Sunday, my first Sunday there, and I'm on the south rim of the Grand Canyon. It was beautiful. And I remember looking at everybody and saying, look at my stained glass windows for my first place, because it's very colorful there. And when I got done with my homily, I talked about how the Spirit brings unity. Huh? And as soon as I got done, one of the people there says, that was the best Presbyterian homily I ever heard in my life. And I said, I'm a Roman Catholic. And they, oh, really? Yeah. I said, yeah. No one's ever been able to tell, though, the difference throughout my life. Huh? Just this past week when I was in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, one of the people came up and says, Father, I was raised Baptist. And I felt like I was in the Baptist church every night with you. And I says, good, whatever works. And so, but we're talking about what the Spirit does is bring unity. You know, in the Tower of Babel, when they says, let us make a name for ourselves. And they tried to build this thing. It was all about them. And so God struck disunity amongst them. He gave them different tongues or whatever you will. Because whenever you focus on yourself, you bring disunity. You look at the differences. You criticize. You complain. You always think about what's wrong with other people. Because you're so focused on what you think and what we believe and what we do, it's only about us. But when the Spirit comes, it's all about others. And then we become ambassadors of Christ, instruments of salvation. Again, yesterday, our Holy Father Francis was talking the reality that, you know, so often Christianity becomes so focused on ourselves, and we're trying to protect ourselves. And he said, a Christian is not one that talks, I love this line, a Christian is not one who talks theology over tea, theological points over tea. We are people who go out to the people who aren't there. We need to see ourselves and what we do in the church. We do not just come here to get our spiritual fix for the week, or we do not just come here to so I can get fed. We go here so we can be equipped with God's Holy Spirit, that we can go out and be his ambassadors, that we can go out and want to bring that salvation to all people. Tonight we're going to start preaching on my new book called Just Live It, The 10 Principles, Living the 10 Principles of the Lord's Prayer. And tonight we'll focus on the word hour, huh? And we'll spend an hour focusing on that word. But the opening line of the book is going to be, we will be judged on how we love others, period, huh? To think that when even you and I say the word our Father today, we are saying that I come to you, God, with everybody. Never once can I say my Father. It's always our Father. That means when you and I pray, when you and I worship, when you and I live, we always do it together. It's always about us. It's never about me. And so whenever you and I focus on the me, then there's sin that enters in. Because that ain't the way God created us. Remember? In the very beginning, it is not good that the man should be alone. That was the first time God said it was not good. After creating all these things, it's good, it's good, it's good, it's good. Ah, oh, it's not good that man is alone. That what we're called to is this unity. And so the Spirit, when we broke it because of our sin, and we continue to break it because of our sin, the Spirit comes to unite us again. The Spirit tells us, I want you to become more concerned about others than you are about yourself. And when you and I do that, then we bring unity. And not just a unity amongst ourselves. We're not called to be navel gazers that sit there and look at our parish or look at ourselves and think, aren't we wonderful? Again, Pope Francis showed us the first week he was made Pope. when on one of our holiest days during Holy Week, on Holy Thursday, he left the Basilica of St. Peter's. He went to a prison with young people. He not only washed the feet of men, but he washed the feet of women, and he washed the foot of a Muslim girl, and he kissed her foot. To show when we say our, it's about everyone. This is not just about us. And so the Spirit of God makes us these ambassadors to the world. So when we have to focus in our lives today, when we leave this parish today after our Mass, will I sit there and just focus on me and what I got out of the homily and what I got out of this and I got Jesus? Or I have my commission from God who says, as the Father has sent me, I send you. God is sending us on this Pentecost to go out from this place and to be an instrument of salvation. You don't do it under your own power. You can't say, well, you know, Father, that's not my personality. Well, you know what? It's not about you and your personality. It's not about me and my personality. It's about us surrendering to the Holy Spirit and letting the Spirit to work through us so that we can bring others to this living, loving relationship of Almighty God. That God wants us to be with Him forever. And so our job isn't to go forth from this place and judge the world. Because when we, I can speak from this from my own experience, as you all well know, I'm a great judger. Can you know that? And so, but I have never brought anyone to Jesus Christ because of my judgment. Ever. Huh? It's only because of love. It's only when we preach with love. It's only when you and I decide to go out here, instead of telling people always what's wrong with them, we decide to tell people and build on what the Lord is doing in their lives and how He wants to reach out to them and love them. And as our Holy Father keeps talking about the God of mercy, the God of mercy, the God of mercy, that we need through the Holy Spirit to be instruments of this mercy. So today, please don't leave here the same way you come in. Please, before you leave here, give the Holy Spirit permission to use you. Give the Holy Spirit and tell Him, I want you to take control of my life, that I truly may be your instrument to everyone I meet, to the people at my family, to the people at my work, to the people I meet when I go out. I want to bring the salvation of Jesus to them. Spirit of the living God, commission me, use me. Let this be the day I stop thinking about myself and I start focusing on others. Let this be the day, this Pentecost Sunday, where I change and I make flip the switch. It's not about me or us only. It's about all of us in the world, and I am the instrument of God. My job is to bring unity, not division. You got it? Get it? Gonna live it? May you know His love today and forever. Amen. Now we have commissioning today of, you know, I always say, I don't know how we did it, but I says we only do one thing at a time at Mass. Wow. Today we have commissioning, and then we have talking about the car, which I don't know how that happened. It happened outside of me, and we have three baptisms after.